welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Walgreen Lake Monster.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids, and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
If you were to plant a flag smack dab in the middle of the United States, it would probably be in Nebraska. Admitted to the Union in 1867, it's the 37th state and borders South Dakota to the north, Iowa and Missouri to the east, Kansas to the south, and Wyoming to the west. There's also a little chunk preventing it from being a square that borders Colorado. So it's kind of the gateway between the west and the east, between the Great Plains and the Midwest. Its topography is fairly flat, and there's only about 500 square miles of water in the landlocked state. 50 acres of that water is in Hay Springs, Nebraska, and forms Walgreen Lake. And in Walgreen Lake, there's said to be a monster, of course called the Walgreen Lake Monster. The Walgreen Lake Monster seemingly has as many different descriptions as there are people who have seen it, but the most common description is that it looks like a huge alligator, only with a large bony horn halfway down its head between its eyes and its nostril. Its skin is said to be rough and grayish-brown in color, and it has a long, powerful tail on the back of its muscular body. Oh, and it stinks. Its size is reportedly anywhere from 40 feet to over 100 feet long, and it can traverse both land and water. Some accounts say that the beast walks on four legs, and some say that it walks on two. Still others say that it is more fish than reptile, and one description even claims that it spouted air and water from a spout like a whale. It supposedly feeds on whatever it can find, but mostly birds and livestock that roam near the lake, with an occasional domestic animal thrown in just to add fuel to the legend. It's interesting to note that the Walgreen Lake Monster has undergone a name change in its lifespan. Walgreen Lake was once called Big Alkali Lake, and the monster was called the Alkali Lake Monster. Sometime around the 19th or early 20th century, the lake's name was changed, and with it, the name of the monster was too. The legend of the Walgreen Lake Monster starts way back in pre-colonial times. The Native American people of the Nebraska Plains told stories of a monster that inhabited the lake and would prey upon anything that ventured too close, animal or human. As the European settlers rolled in, the monster's mythology became more sinister. The Christians and Puritans who came from the Old Country decided that the creature was forged by Satan and used by him to test the faith of the Newlanders who found themselves so far from home. It made sense to them that the devil would create a beast in his image to taunt and tempt the townsfolk. With this, of course, the creature's reputation began to grow. Not only did the legendary monster become larger and more physically formidable, but it also gained supernatural powers such as the ability to control the weather. The beast was so large, the earth would shake as it walked, and everywhere it went, a spooky green mist was known to follow, sickening and disorienting the surrounding people. And that, in a nutshell, is how the Walgreen Lake Monster went from Native American folklore to Nebraskan cryptid. The first reported modern sighting of the Walgreen Lake Monster was in 1921. An article in the September 16th edition of the Hay Springs News told of the sighting of a whaler of an animal in the lake, possibly planting the seeds for future sightings to compare the creature to a whale. A follow-up article on October 21st mentioned plans for the Fish and Game Commission to hunt for the beast, but nothing ever came of it, probably because the lake owners wanted the princely sum of $4,000, $4,001, to drain and dredge the lake. That price just wasn't worth it to the interested parties. Another sighting was reported in another article on August 11th, 1922. Actually, multiple sightings were reported, as the article named six witnesses who claimed to have seen the creature. It was this article that assumed that it was the same creature as the year before, so this could very well be the birth of the cryptid legacy. The most well-known sighting of the Walgreen Lake Monster happened in 1923. A man named J.A. Johnson and two of his friends, Frank Johnson and John Osborne, were camping on the shore of the lake when they spotted the creature about 60 feet away. They claimed that it looked like a large alligator, but had a rhinoceros horn in the middle of its head. J.A. Johnson claimed that when the creature noticed the men looking at it, it let out a loud roar, thrashed its tail, and dove under the water. That same month, two men named George Locke and Bob Cook saw the monster when they got their car stuck in the mud near the lake. After unsuccessfully trying to free their vehicle, they decided to just sleep in the car until morning, but the beast had other plans. In the middle of the night, the pair was awakened by loud splashing, and the men saw the creature's head rise out of the water and approach the car, which by then was surrounded by the aforementioned green mist. The pair escaped and ran 2 miles to an old farmhouse, where they hid until morning. Sightings dropped off since the early 1900s, with the latest unsubstantiated one occurring in 1985, which may or may not have actually been a replica launched into the lake to celebrate the creature's anniversary. So, if the Walgreen Lake Monster is still there, it's just as shy as J.A. Johnson claimed it was. So, what could the Walgreen Lake Monster actually be? The most logical explanation would be that it is an alligator. But Nebraska is way too far inland and too far north for an alligator to be there naturally. And what about that horn? Initial reports were dismissed as being, believe it or not, a large beaver. How anyone could mistake a beaver for an alligator-type monster is a mystery. But then again, so is the Walgreen Lake Monster. Others have said that what people are seeing is just a large catfish or mud puppy, even though neither catfish nor mud puppies get anywhere near the reported size of the Walgreen Lake Monster. Another theory is that it's a dinosaur that doesn't quite know it's extinct. There are a number of dinosaurs from the Mesozoic era that resemble today's alligators and crocodiles, like the Dinosuchus, the Sarcosuchus, and the Purosaurus. The Walgreen Lake Monster is thought by some to be one of these dinosaurs that somehow survived extinction. Then, there are those who believe it's all a hoax. And there are many good reasons to believe it's a hoax, one of which we'll get into in a minute. And honestly, it's probably the most likely explanation. Again, you'll see why in a minute. It is worth noting that in about 1890, the then alkali lake dried up to the size of a large puddle, and no monster was there. So, if there is a Walgreen Lake Monster, or an alkali lake monster, it came later. And then, it could be what we all want it to be, an animal as yet undiscovered and classified by science, a cryptid. The Walgreen Lake Monster is unique in pop culture because its biggest contribution is probably its legend itself. See, the 1923 newspaper article about J.A. Johnson's sighting was picked up by a bigger Omaha paper called the World Herald. From there, the story spread like wildfire, even reaching across the pond to the London Times, which was world-renowned. This was the 1920s version of going viral. But none of this happened organically. And that's where the story gets really interesting. A local politician slash newspaperman named Colonel John G. Mayer fed the story to the World Herald and steered it into syndication. Many people believe that Mayer invented the Walgreen Lake Monster in an effort to, well, do exactly what it did. Go viral. See, John G. Mayer was a well-known hoaxer. His past pranks included planting a plaster buffalo soldier at an archaeological dig and claiming it was a petrified man, convincing people that the British Navy was sailing up the Missouri River searching for Irish immigrants who were sympathetic to the Irish Republic, and dumping soda water into a hot spring and selling people on the healing powers of his soda springs. So, even if Mayer didn't invent the Walgreen Lake Monster, he sure as heck picked it up and ran with it. And the legend would prove to outlive him. Thanks to a few well-placed mentions, the story of the Walgreen Lake Monster continues to be told. In 1935, author-lecturer Mari Sandoz wrote a biography of her pioneer father called Old Jules, in which the man tells stories of the monster, hinting that the story may have been made up to increase property values in the lake area. A few years later, in July of 1938, the Nebraska Federal Writers Project published a story in their Tall Tales publication about the monster, going so far as to give it the faux scientific name of Giganticus bruturvius. And then, in January of 1962, Outdoor Nebraska published a piece that drew upon the 1938 article, exaggerating some of the claims to further bolster the Walgreen Lake Monster's already formidable reputation. This article even posits on why sightings have dwindled in the recent years. It states that a highly intelligent native came up with the idea of ignoring the beast, no matter what it did. So the people of Hay Springs did, and the monster got bored and left. Without getting the attention it wanted, it just gave up. Now, this would make sense if the town actually did ignore the Walgreen Lake Monster, but the town of Hay Springs, like most towns that have them, loves its cryptid. They sell merchandise, erect statues, and hold festivals complete with parades and boat races, all in honor of their monster. So maybe it's just a matter of time until the Walgreen Lake Monster pops by again. And that's about it for this episode of the CryptoZoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in there and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop on over there for a visit. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids, one and all. We love cryptids, and so do you. See you next time.